So the committee then didn't come into being until 1995.
No.
That's correct. Do you know what its most urgent concern was in 1995? John, maybe I'll start with you on that one.
Well, I think Christine might be able to answer that better. She has been
around. Well, I wasn't here then, but partly it was finding out what we'd got here. And I believe there was a lot of wildlife surveying going on, which was more or less finished by the time I arrived. But they had small mammal surveys, amphibian surveys, bird surveys. We don't have very much in the way of large wildlife here, other than just passing through the occasional bear or deer or
lynx,
wildcat.
Was the committee doing those surveys?
Yeah, committee members. Yeah.
Oh, I see. And
All of us.
So that was the main thing to do in 1995, was to see what was actually there.
Yes. Okay. Oh, and botany surveys. We have a good botanist on the team. He's a great photographer, too.
I was wondering why in 1995, what would have sparked that, to have the committee come together then?
Well, recognition that something needed to be done about the creek, because I guess the tree cover wasn't in great condition. There were barriers within the system, for example, where the
Burlington Northern.
Burlington Northern and Santa Fe railway line went over the creek between government and the Brunette. They had some kind of a way for the water to get through. I think they had a big culvert there, and it had started rusting, so that needed to be fixed up. And we needed a proper fish ladder to get them up into the culvert and up above government. So,
okay.
No, actually below government.
Yes. I was wondering, yeah. 1995, of course, is the year that SFU transferred the land below the ring road back to mm-hmm. the city to be part of the conservation mm-hmm. area. And I was just mm-hmm. wondering if that was just a coincidence, or was there a connection?
Do you know?
I don't know if there was a connection, but I know that Jennifer was certainly interested in making sure that what happened in the mm-hmm. in the conservation area was done as well as possible.
Mm-hmm. I think from what I remember, Jennifer once telling me, I had asked her, how did the whole Stony Creek entity come into being? And she had started off volunteering with the Great Salmon Send-Off, and then it kind of grew and became more and more sort of bigger and more successful, and she realized that it needed to have some type of an organizing committee. And she sat down and looked, and she realized in the whole Burnaby Mountain Conservation Area, I think there was as many as 14 different entities all had an interest. So we're talking about SFU, City of Burnaby, City of Coquitlam, BC Transmission, BC Hydro, Trans Mountain Pipeline, or Kinder Morgan's known today, Metro Vancouver. So, and there's a few more in there as well. So she actually organized a meeting where all of these people who had an interest but had never actually met each other got them all together, and out of that, the Stony Creek Environmental Working Group was born.
Oh, so the working group was created in 1995 as well then?
I believe so, around about that time.
Early on.
She has been the architect of everything that has happened. We are all her disciples, carrying on her legacy and great work.
Well, in fact, I wanted to talk to you about Jennifer Atchison. Mm-hmm. She passed away in 2010. That must have been a terrible loss for the committee. Christine, perhaps you know her, and could you tell me a bit about her?
I think Alan probably knows her better than I do, but I did work with her quite a bit. And
yes.
We're, I think from about 2000 I got involved with the Great Salmon Send-Off, and we worked together for a couple of years, and with one or two other members of the committee. And then one year it turned out there were only two of us working on it, and coincidentally the tank truck needed to bring the fish in wasn't going to be available on the day that we'd booked up, so that year it got cancelled. But after that we managed to bring in a whole bunch of other people from the city, and I think Kinder Morgan, a few other people, and as many of us as could be talked into doing it. But yes, kind of thought of her as the energizer bunny. She was really into everything, trying to get things going, and really involved in a lot of things that maybe she didn't have the energy for towards the end, because she died of cancer. And she had a number of other health problems that had been with her lifelong, blood problems,
asthma,
allergies, asthma, kind of thing. But she did try to be involved in everything as much as she could.
Yes. Alan, perhaps you could tell me what you think made her so successful in meeting her goals.
Well, partly it was her outgoing personality. Mm. She was able to sort of bring you into whatever was happening. But as far as the skills are concerned, her working career was as a volunteer coordinator with the City of Vancouver. And so she had a lot of real experience in that, and she brought that to the group to get to be able to bring more people in. Mm. And she was very subtle, you know. She'd get you to do one little tiny thing, and when you had that finished, she said, "Well, there's just one more little thing. Could you try to do this?" And by the time you're done, you're the treasurer or the secretary or what.
Do you have a story about that that involves? Involves you getting deeper and deeper?
Yeah, I was the secretary for quite a while, as being brought into that to that environment. Yeah.
Yes. John, what was your impression of Jennifer and how she was so successful?
I think my first impressions of her were when she and I went out to view some fish that were in the creek, and it turned out that these fish were coho salmon, and her excitement and enthusiasm from just seeing that these coho were there. And at the time I saw these fish, it was an anomaly because they shouldn't have been there, and how they got up that part of the creek on tributary 3A is beyond anyone's comprehension or understanding. It was basically a miracle. And after I had met her, she invited me to get involved, and then I started that year clearing all the debris blocks on tributary 3A the whole way down to the school here. It took hours, and I used to just go out there and just get stuck in by myself. But what I see now is that through her involvement of getting me here, is that we now have a lot of abundance of salmon in the upper parts of the creek. So her enthusiasm brushed off with me and got me involved, and here we are.
Can either of you or tell me a story of how, in particular, about how she met challenges?
Not specifically, no.
I can't think of an event where something didn't work and she had to figure out how to get things happening.
No, she was always on top of things. She was extremely well organized. We have books in our library about the procedures for monitoring the SkyTrain when the SkyTrain first came through and the Millennium Line crossed the creek. She organized people to go and be on site and report if there were spills and that sort of thing. And it, she had it all laid out. You know, you had a form to fill and things to look for, who to phone, that sort of thing. So it was her organizing ability that really made it work.
How about the chocolate milk story?
Don't know that one.
Oh, well, when the new school was being built, I suppose there were sort of regulations about how to do it without messing up the watershed. Oh, but
which school is this?
The Burnaby
Mountain Secondary
High School. Yeah. Anyway, they had regular meetings. No, I don't think it was regular meetings really. But she got concerned about the condition of Tributary One, which runs into the main stem just before Lougheed Highway. And she called a meeting to talk about all the stuff that was going down into the creek. And she had this bottle on the table next to her, and somebody said, "Oh, did you bring chocolate milk for the snack, Jennifer?" And she said, "No, that's creek water."
Oh my goodness!
Can you believe it? Yes. Chocolate milk.
That's wonderful. Oh, that's great.
Yes.
Do you know what environmental activities she was involved in before the committee started?
No.
I was just wondering if she had taken part at all in the lobbying for the transfer of the SFU lands to the conservation area.
She was always a keen bird watcher.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's how I got involved originally. Well, the first activity I got involved in.
Yes, I understand that besides the stream keeping, that bird watching is one of your big activities as a committee.
It's kind of stream keeping anyway, because we take a real interest in the vegetation along the creek, and that supports bird life. And actually, it's all quite interconnected, because we have to get rid of invasive plants sometimes, because the birds aren't interested in eating those plants, and they push out the berry bushes that the birds live on for a good part of the year. So there's removing invasive plants, and then we have to replant the area with food type vegetation for the birds and other animals.